with a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman's track and field athletes are making headlines at every level this week, from international breakthroughs to youth squads heading overseas in search of Charifta glory. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles has the details.
Cayman sprint sensation Devontae Howell continues to elevate his profile on the world stage. The Tennessee standout has secured a major NIL partnership with Adidas after opening his season with a blistering 6.49 seconds, currently the fastest time in the world and a new national record for the Cayman Islands. The deal places Howell among the elite young athletes backed by the Three Stripes brand as he prepares for what could be a defining collegiate season. And while Howell shines internationally, Cayman's next generation is also on the move. Vision Academy has sent a squad of 11 athletes to Miami for Speed Capital Caribbean Invitational and Charifta Qualifier. The group, traveling in their signature white kits, will test themselves against top regional talent as they chase qualifying marks and valuable exposure. Staying with Speed Capital, another Cayman club is gearing up for action. Speed Athletics returns to the Florida meet for the second time this season, eager to reconnect with what coaches describe as their new family on the circuit. The program says the competition offers another strong developmental opportunity as their athletes continue building confidence and experience against quality opposition. And rounding out Cayman's overseas assignments, the Mustang Track Club is also heading to Florida, this time to Fort Lauderdale, for the Caribbean Invitational at the Anson Sports Complex. A 24-member team made up of 10 girls and 14 boys will compete as they push for Charifta qualification ahead of the games in Grenada this Easter. The squad departs in two groups on Thursday and Friday, returning home on Sunday. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Thank you, Elizabeth. The Cayman Islands Equestrian Federation is welcoming a familiar face ahead of this weekend's National Dressage Shows 5 and 6. International Dressage Judge Cesar Torrente has returned to the islands to officiate the two-day event at the Cayman Islands Equestrian Center just off the Linford Pearson Highway. Torrente, a highly respected FEI-level official from Colombia, is known for his long career as a competitor across Central and South America and for his work as an accomplished international judge. The shows take place this Saturday and Sunday as local riders prepare to test their skills under top-level scrutiny. In other local sports, Cayman Rugby is rolling out the welcome mat for the visiting Coburg Saxons, who have traded the winter cold for a few days of warm weather competition in the Cayman Islands. The Saxons will join local teams for a full slate of matches at the South Sound Ground this weekend. Fans can look forward to four back-to-back games beginning at 4:30, with the Cayman under-16 girls taking on the Saxons, followed by the under-17 boys at 4:50. The under-16 girls return to the field at 5:10, and the afternoon wraps up with the Cayman under-16 boys meeting the visitors at 5:30. Supporters are encouraged to head out to the South Sound Rugby Ground, enjoy the atmosphere, and take in an exciting couple of days of rugby action. Elite Sports Club are CIFA's new Men's President Cup champions after edging Academy Sports Club 2-1 on Wednesday night in a hard-fought final. Both sides brought quality and intensity to the contest, but Elite capitalized on the key moments to secure the trophy and close out the tournament in style. We'll take you through the highlights and hear from Captain Wesley Robinson as he reflects on a memorable night for the club.
Right now, just basking in the moment. Really proud of the guys, especially the way the game went as well, too. There were instances where we were a little bit on the back end as well, too, but we stuck together as a team and then tugged it out all the way through 90 minutes. Extra 15 on each half as well, too. Getting the job done before penalty shootouts and ultimately coming out with the win, and we feel it's well-deserved.
You guys were down a man for the majority of that last bit of extra time. How were you able to keep things together?
Honestly, the team this year is very unified as well, too. Whether we are down a man, up a man, we don't really pay attention to the referee too much, the other team too much. We just focus on ourselves. Everyone has their individual roles as well. Collectively, we know what we need to do. The coaches make sure they're well prepped, well prepared for each and every situation. We adapt accordingly as well, too, and we went on throughout the course of the game.
Where do you guys go from here as a team?
Like I said, just basking in the moment right now as well, too. President's Cup 2025, 2026 champions, remember that. But we're just taking it a step at a time as well, too. we look towards after enjoying this win as well too tonight. Tomorrow we go back to training as well again and then look towards the next game.
Congratulations to Elite Sports Club on their President's Cup triumph. And the celebrations didn't end there for local football. Attention then shifted to the women's game, where Sunset FC claimed the Women's President's Cup with a 3-1 victory over Fusion Football Club at the Truman Barton Sports Complex. Sunset delivered a composed, decisive performance, finding the breakthrough moments that ultimately sealed the title and capped an exciting tournament. We'll also bring you the highlights from that final and hear reaction from Captain Caden Coles after lifting the cup.
It means a lot to us because the last one we lost, and we also are missing half of our team, and so the fact that we were able to push through meant a lot to me. I think just how much we wanted to win and the amount of effort and drive we put into it. And I really think, especially in the locker room beforehand and our coach hyping us up, definitely got us through that. I'm really proud of how we did. We definitely overdid our performance. I think we surprised definitely our coach and a lot of the fans with how we played. And I'm really glad we came out on top.
Audio clips there from the CIFA Sports page. Congratulations to Sunset FC on their President's Cup victory. And registration is open now for the 2026 DG 5K Challenge. Here's Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller with the details.
You're invited to join the civil service as it, quote, celebrates the spirit of community, wellness, and service that has defined the DG 5K since 2014. This year's event will also mark the final time it's hosted by Deputy Governor the Honorable Franz Manderson before he retires later this year. The events are March 8th in Cayman Brac, March 15th in Little Cayman, and in Grand Cayman on March 29th. This year, the 2026 DG 5K Challenge will support Special Olympics Cayman Islands, the Breast Cancer Foundation, and Jasmine. You can register online at racecaribbean.net.
Carsley Fuller there, taking us out of Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.